Welcome to What's Poppin'. This week, my guest is Pam Bennett. Pam, thanks for coming on the show this week.
Thanks for having me.
Typically, one of my first questions is, how did you get to Prince of Peace? So how did you get to Prince of Peace?
So 1988, Greg and I had just been married and just moved to California, literally in the same week.
Okay.
And we started looking around for a church home.
Okay.
We lived here in Fremont, and we would try one church on one week, and the next week we'd try a different one, and we just explored a lot of churches in the area.
Okay.
And it took a while for us to settle on one, but when we got to Prince of Peace, even though it was larger than a lot of the other ones we attended, it just felt more comfortable. Okay. Sometimes some of the smaller ones, it was like instantly that you were the newbie and they would be all over you. And I'm more of a kind of, let me sit back here and just, you know, and feel how it feels for a little while.
Yeah. Sometimes being aggressively welcomed is difficult to work with.
Yeah. And it was, but we eventually settled on it and we've been here ever since. It's been 34 years?
88. Yeah. It's a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've been in the area since 88.
Yes.
You can also go before 88, but what was your favorite working experience or job that you've had?
I'd have to say my current job. I've been with this company 22 years.
Okay.
I do the payroll, the benefits administration, and anything else as needed. And I've actually added that to my title at sometimes.
Anything as needed? Yeah. All right, so where are you currently?
I work for Bristlecone.
Bristlecone?
It's a consulting company in San Jose.
Okay.
Based in San Jose. We've got about 100 U.S. employees and probably 3,000 globally.
Okay.
I've been doing the payroll and taking care of my employees for a long time, and they know me and trust me. So it's a good relationship, and I still like doing it.
Yeah? So you still like getting up and going and doing it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of your job? What do you look forward to doing?
What do I look forward to the most? I'm a creature of habit. Mm-hmm. So I know based on, you know, what day of the month it is, am I doing payroll today? Am I taking care of some things? I mean, I know what I'm going to do, and I can manage my time and do it so that I get things done.
Okay.
I've been part-time, like 25, 30 hours a week, my entire career with them.
Oh, really?
Yes. I've always had the autonomy to do what I know needed to be done and get it done. So when my kids were young, it was wonderful because I would have a day off each week and I would go on field trips or I'd help the school with things. And I did a lot of the things with the kids. And then as the kids got older and got their driver's licenses, I wasn't needed as much. even though they wanted me to go full time, it just didn't feel right. I mean, I'm working enough to get things done.
Yeah.
And it just, so I'm still doing it that way.
So now you go on a field trips with Greg, right?
That's right. Now that he's retired, we're starting to go on more field trips with him.
Nice. last week, Pastor Zelt preached. And so do you have two things from that message you thought were interesting or good or made you think a little more?
Yeah. And after listening to the sermon, then we went to the Bible study and got a little more in depth, which is really helpful.
Yeah.
One of the things that I was thinking about was how Daniel had, you know, his God, and he refused to pray to their God. Mm-hmm. The people that respected him, even though they were different from him, different culture, they grew to respect him, and they started to listen to him.
Yeah.
I mean, after, you know, things that happened that they couldn't explain,
right,
they knew Daniel's God was God with a capital G.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's just interesting to get that flavor of, you know, even though he wasn't in charge of these other people and then these, you know, higher ups, he was able to get them to, you know, see what he already knew, and so they were able to come around to that.
Yeah.
And then so the other thing that is related to that is Pastor talked about how the Magi came, and it was a long, long journey.
1,000 miles around, yeah.
And it was political unrest and, you know, it, in a way, dangerous for them to come to this other area.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would they do this?
Yeah.
And it comes back to the Daniel thing is they knew what was happening and they were excited. And it's like, how could they not go?
Yeah.
Right?
And you think about, too, like, so Daniel's there roughly 600 years before Jesus, right? 600 years of them passing down sort of Daniel's teachings. And so you can also understand, like, by the time the Magi come around, they have such a mixture of things that they are believing and understanding, but they also understand that this guy knew what he's talking about. So we're to look out for what happens, you know. And I really liked how Pastor Zelt connected that to them coming to Herod and Herod's being upset with what's going on, because these Persians are coming over here with, after 600 years, you know, that, and they're coming to possibly invade, and the whole city's in an uproar because they're coming for this, asking. And I'm kind of surprised Pastor Zelt didn't say it directly, but they said, we want to see the new king, but specifically the king of the Jews, who Herod would not be very fond of.
That's right. Right? And we even joked about how, you know, you have your wise men in your nativity scene, mm-hmm. which it isn't like until maybe a couple of years later they really came.
Yeah.
So we kind of laughed about, instead of just putting the wise men, you know, a little bit farther away from the nativity scene, someone said, well, just, you know, put him in the kitchen.
Yeah. Or leave him in the garage room. For a while. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Break him out sometime like midsummer.
That's right. Yeah.
So the last question I have for you, just to get to know you a little better, is a little silly, but everyone has an opinion here. So pie, cake, ice cream, or fruit?
I'd have to say pie, but I would also say fruit pie.
All right. So what kind of fruit pie? Any kind of fruit pie?
Yeah, almost any kind. But yeah. I mean, I like pie, and March 14th is a great day in our house because I make a pie. Right, Pi Day.
Oh, I didn't know that was Pi Day. Oh, yeah,
3.14. Yeah.
Pi Day, okay.
Yeah, so fruit pies are my favorite, but...
Yeah, so what kind of pie do you make on Pi Day?
Depends on what kind of fruit. Sometimes we'll have peaches, sometimes we'll have strawberries or apples. I mean, I'll find something, but...
I think pretty much everyone likes a cherry pie.
Yes.
There are very few people who don't like cherry pie. It's just something that... It's kind of universal.
Right. Yeah. But I don't just want to buy the canned stuff. You got to use real fruit.
You got to use real fruit.
Yeah.
Wow. So you make the good stuff then. All right. So you're a pie person and a fruit person.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work with Greg? Does Greg like pie as well? Or anything sweet?
He's happy. Yeah. We both love dessert. So he's happy with anything.
Anything. Nice. Yeah. Huh. You know, when I ask these questions, I always think, what would I say? I'm a cookie person first. You know, but then I'm a pie person. I like pies. I like pecan pie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then fruit pie after that. Yep.
And did you soft or the crispy cookies?
I am a soft cookie person. Yeah. I'll eat crispy cookies. I like them too, but I would prefer a soft cookie. How about you?
I prefer a more soft.
Yeah.
We have this ongoing dilemma in our house for Christmas. I like to make a pfeffernusse cookies.
I don't know what that is.
It's a molasses cookie.
Oh,
my grandmother's recipe.
That's like my favorite kind
of
cookie.
And we've had these all my life growing up. And when I make them, I like to not frost them because we never did.
Okay.
But my family members think they need to be frosted. So it's always,
make them even sweeter.
Yeah. So I need to hold back some to make sure they stay naked cookies and don't get frosted.
Yeah. Pfeffernusse.
Pfeffernusse. It's German. I think it's peppernuts is.
Oh, okay.
How it would
so
be
kind
in
of
English.
Like a spiced nut flavor.
Yeah. It's yeah. a, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Very good. Close to a gingerbread kind of thing.
Yeah, but a little more on the molassesy side.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.